Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Farija from Feels Like Home Professional Organizers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started.
Hi, you've joined us for episode 6 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking about decluttering and organizing your freezer.
Kirsty, I love it how when you do the intro you sound like you're going to laugh. Is that because you're just anticipating how funny we are?
Yes, that's because I am laughing.
You just know that we're going to be hysterical and so you're preempting your laugh. Like it.
I'm getting people revved up and excited to hear all the good tips that we're going to give.
So what was today's topic again? Remind me, I was too busy listening to you laughing.
Freezers.
Oh my gosh, I love my freezer.
You love freezers.
I know.
You are the freezer queen.
I don't know what it is, but the freezer is one of my favourite areas in the house to organise.
Yeah, see, like I just chuck things in there.
Yeah,
Simon comes along and makes them fit. That's because we have an upside down freezer that you don't like.
No, I totally don't like upside down anything.
Tell us. Tell everybody.
Well,
tell
this is my reasoning, Kirsty, because my children need to be able to access the fridge, right? So the bottom drawer of our fridge has like kilos of apples in it. And so if it was high up, they're not going to be able to reach it. And I want them to be able to do everything for themselves in the fridge. But until they were older.
That's so funny because that's exactly why we got an upside down fridge, because I didn't want my kids getting in there.
See, well, my kids are a bit older though. And so they make their own lunches and make their own breakfasts. They make their own afternoon tea.
My kids do that too now.
Yep.
And they just get a step stool.
No.
Still good.
Not interested.
We've got one that lives just around the corner from the fridge.
Yeah, see, I like ours. And now they're old enough that they can access the freezer. So my kids love frozen berries, like could eat 300-400 grams a night if we allow them
like
to.
Sounds like you've got fruit bats.
They are a bit fruit bat-ish. Whereas I'm not a fruit person. I'm really a vegetable person. I'll chomp on a cucumber way before I'll go for a banana or a mandarin.
Yeah, see, I'm okay with mandarins because they're quite easy to have and peel, but
what compared to a cucumber that you eat just like as is?
Oh no, see, no, I'm not a huge fan of veggies.
Okay,
and I am the laziest person. Going back to our original intro, I am the laziest person you'll ever meet. So if I love oranges.
Yeah.
But somebody else has to cut them up for me.
Oh, I love it. It's like Kinder. You need someone on fruit duty at your house.
I do need somebody on fruit duty. Oh, if we have a listener out there that wants to come over and be my kinder teacher and cut up my fruit, come on over.
We've solved all the problems of the world and we haven't even given one tip about the freezer.
The tip to the freezer is to get somebody to come and do it for you.
Well, let me tell you what I do in freezers.
Yes,
because
please do.
I discovered an awesome product a couple of years ago. So I've always had an organized freezer, but my problem is that a lot of the freezer containers that you buy actually have a color in the plastic, so you can't fully see what's inside, and that would really bother me because I'd have things in the freezer and I just wouldn't use them because I couldn't be, you know, I couldn't see what it was. But I have found a frost-free option that is inexpensive and works in the freezer. Because you know how some containers, the lids have to, like, you have to push them down, and so therefore in a freezer, like, they're going to break and snap?
Yes.
Okay, so Sistema have these awesome clear-lidded and clear-containered containers that have clasps on the side that don't be aren't affected by frozenness. So they never break.
Are they the ones that clip up?
Yes. Yeah. I think they're called Clip It, K-L-I-P-It, yes. I think is what they're called. And so the beautiful thing of it is that you can stack them up or across, or you can have them in a drawer freezer. Is that what you've got?
Yes, we've got drawer freezer.
So the drawer freezer, you can, because they've got a clear lid as well as a clear base, as well as clear sides.
Oh my gosh,
it's the best.
We call them UFOs in the professional organizing industry, don't we?
We sure do.
Unidentified frozen objects. So objects that you have in a fridge that you're like, oh, crap, what was that? Was that the leftover spaghetti or was that the leftover soup?
Yeah, is that soup, spaghetti, is it casserole, is it like scraps that I was going to feed the dog? So we used to call it, when the kids were little, we'd call it potluck dinner or freezer lucky dip. And so it would be like, what kind of soup are we defrosting tonight? We don't know, but put bread with it and we'll be fine.
Yeah, what's worse is if you're like, yeah, I told my kids we're having Mexican. You know, that's like some casserole that they don't eat.
Yeah, poor children.
Like, that's really frustrating.
So UFOs can actually be completely eradicated with these containers. Although I will say the containers that I use to store stuff in is generally things that it's like a storage container rather than a reheat container. So if I'm putting pasta sauce in the freezer, I don't tend to do it in these containers because you can't reheat in them, and I'm not up for having to leave it in the fridge or overnight, or like I'm not that organized.
Do you know how to defrost meat the quickest other than the microwave?
Yeah, so my friend's husband, well, I don't know if this is your way of doing it. My friend's husband just puts like hot water in the sink and then just puts whatever and sits it in
the sink. Cold water. It doesn't have to be hot. It could be cold. And it defrosts it so quickly.
That's weird.
Simon never used to believe me, and I finally made him after 12 and a half years of marriage.
Yeah.
I finally did it the other day, and he's all like, are you kidding? That is amazing.
You need to stay with him for the rest of your life now that you conquered this monumental. Yeah. I tend to cook things from frozen. So I have a real, like you can laugh at this because it's ridiculous, but I hate touching raw chicken, like when it's like that fleshy feeling.
Sister,
really?
Me too. I can't even do ham. Like, you know when you get ham out of the deli, you know how they wrap it? I can't touch it. I have to use the plastic that they wrap it in, all the paper that they wrap it in.
You're even more special than I am. Oh,
yeah, special is the word. I cannot stand it.
I love that we're the same.
I don't even like ham. So
you really turned off it. I just freeze the chicken whole and then I slice it when it's frozen and then cook it from frozen. Now, my brother-in-law tells me that's why all my knives are blunt. But it's a sacrifice I'm happy to make.
Yeah. So my tip, and I know you're not going to be happy with this because you are very good with your money and frugal with your money, just buy it all cut up.
Oh, I totally do that. I am frugal with my money, but it's just as inexpensive. So I do Coles online. It's just as expensive or inexpensive, whatever. It's the same if you buy the whole breast or if you buy a chopped up breast.
Yeah.
So I totally buy it chopped up when I can.
And so I also, you know, when you buy in bulk, not bulk like we've spoken about before, Costco bulk, but bulk.
More than you need for one meal.
Yeah. As soon as I get that home, I divide it all up, put them into little baggies, get them so they're portion size, and I'll even do them down to the one portion so that if one kid wants a sausage and the other kid wants fish fingers, that can happen.
I totally think it's awesome.
Oh, I need to now give one to the non-existent dog.
Yeah. So I totally think that's a great... And these Sistema containers are actually really good for that. So when we buy sausages, when we buy chicken nuggets, when we buy chicken breasts, when we buy anything, you can put it... Because the containers come in different sizes and they can stack and you can totally do that.
Love it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Give me another one of your freezer top tips. Do you have any more? Have I, like, got everything out of you already?
No, I don't know. Maybe you have. My tips are go through your freezer regularly and get rid of those UFOs. I love your idea of Lucky Dip freezer dinner. I love it. And don't kids love it when you call it something funky and fun?
I know. It totally could be mummy can't be bothered dinner, but no, Lucky Dip dinner is way better. Particularly if you give them like a piece of bread with it or maybe some like potato wedges.
Yeah.
Jazzes up anything.
Yeah. As does fruit and veg. Anyway.
Of course. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, totally. Not chocolate. Yes. Declutter, identify UFOs quickly, often.
Yeah.
When you come home and put... Divide it up, divide and conquer before you even put it in the freezer.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You love clear, non-frost, what do you call them?
Yeah, they're non, I don't know what I call them.
What did you call them?
Frost-free? Anyway,
so
non-frost?
Frost-free.
Frosty the snowman?
Frost-free containers.
Yeah, they're awesome. They don't go like opaque on the sides when things get frozen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
And you've got one of those, the correct way around fridges.
A proper human fridge and freezer. Yes.
Yeah.
It makes way more sense than this crazy cat kind of idea that you've got going.
No, it's great. I love it. I love my fridge freezer because I go to my fridge way more often than my freezer.
I know,
so I
which
don't
is why
be bending.
I'm an old lady.
Yes, I am an old lady. And I'll do not be bending down.
Yeah, no, so, it makes sense.
Again, keep like with like. Yep. So keep all the meat together, keep all the bread together, keep all the ice cream together, keep all the frozen veggies together, keep all your frozen fruit together, keep all your ice blocks or ice cubes together so that you're not fumbling through there looking for that one cornetto that's dropped down the back.
Totally agree. And I think something that's really important to quickly mention is if you're a family that has a chest freezer or a separate freezer in your home, those things can become like a no man's land. You put a serve of bolognese sauce in there and like 2 years later you might discover it. So use them really wisely, like know what you've got in there. I have seen people go to the extent where they'll, every time they put something in there, they'll write what it is on the, like on a notepad on the outside so that they know what's in there and what's coming and going. If you feel that way inclined, go for it. But the main idea is don't let stuff get lost in there, because if you're buying it in bulk, which is usually the purpose people have these things for, buy it in bulk, put it in there, and then end up throwing it out, then you've wasted all the savings on going to the effort of buying it in bulk anyway.
And you've wasted your money running a deep freezer.
Did you know, Kirsty, that they say that running it empty is more expensive than running it full? Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
I only found that out recently, that if you've got not much stuff in your deep freezer, you should actually put like ice cream containers of water in there so it becomes ice cream containers of ice and it's cheaper to run.
So I would like to question people who have two fridges, two freezers. I want you to really think about, do you really need that extra fridge or freezer?
Yep.
Is the savings that it's making for you by having a spare drinks freezer for the party that you have twice a year.
Yeah.
And for that deep freezer that you have so that you can store all the food that you end up having to chuck out because you never remember that you've stored it there in the first place. Is the cost of you running that appliance, buying that appliance in the first place and then running it all year, for the couple of times a year that you use it, let's be really thoughtful about what we use and what we keep in our house. And is that really the best use of our time and money and energy and the world's energy? Because, for instance, I'm paying for you to store that because I am, you know, in a roundabout way, I'm paying for it too.
Yeah, that's right, because it is an environmental cost.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to be honest about that.
Yeah, I just want to challenge you and get you thinking about whether or not that is the best use of everything that we've just mentioned.
And a really good way to test that out, Kirsty, is actually to eat your way through it. Set yourself, say, a month to eat everything out of your deep freezer or your other stand-up freezer, and then just turn it off for a couple of months and see how you go. Or you might decide that it's only really going to be a January, February, summer fridge for drinks. And so actually for the rest of the year, you can keep it turned off. So just, you know, it doesn't have to be on all the time too. There are different ways of using your energy and different ways of using those appliances that you feel like you need that doesn't necessarily have to cost you or the environment a lot of money or energy.
Love it. Anything else? Any last quick tips about how to use your freezer?
No, I'm good. I think that's exactly... Oh, final tip. No, I do have one.
Yeah,
final tip. Is keep Gastrolite Icy Poles frozen in your freezer.
That's it. Do you know, we have never had a gastro bug in our house.
We had our first one on my son and my husband's birthday last month. First time ever we'd ever had gastro. And it wasn't pretty, but it was a really quick, you know, like it was over and done with within about 4 hours of each person getting it. Yeah. Hopefully you stay that way.
I know some families who it just keeps repeating on them.
I know. I think some families must have weak systems.
Like we get, sorry if you're one of those families.
If you're one of those weak families, we feel sorry for you and we send you our strength.
Yes. Here's the fruit. As we both say when we're both sniffly today, so I think that's a bit ironic. Hypocritical even, maybe.
Yeah, we get bugs, maybe. We just don't get gastro. Anyway, on that lovely note, go through your freezer. Eat the food that's in your freezer before you go and buy more and save yourself some money.
All you gotta do is eat it.
I don't even know what that is, but I think it's about time that we let
Kirsty...
No, I have no idea what you were just singing then.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, well, maybe I just couldn't hear it properly. Do you want to sing it one more time or should we do
more? I'm quite happy to leave our listeners with only one version of me singing Eat It.
Oh, instead of Beat It.
Yes, but it's a real song.
No.
It totally is. Now you're going to have to make me...
I am going to make you find it. We'll find it. We'll put it in the show notes. Declutter your freezers. Eat the food out of it. And we will see you next week.
Awesome. Can't wait.
See you all then.
See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learned something awesome today, do a girlfriend a favor and share this episode so she too can learn the art of decluttering.
You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganized.net or on Facebook as simplyorganizedPO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as feelslikehomePO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app, so if there's anything you want more information on, then check it out there. If you love what you hear, we would really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes, and you can always subscribe to us.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learned some great tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home organized. We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.